Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
All right, what is up? We are back. Episode 8. I am Tim here with my co-host.
Mr. Corey.
It was more Mista than Mr. Yeah. Okay, I like it.
I dig it. Yeah.
Okay, first off, our guest today is Sean. Sean, what's up, dude?
How's it going?
We are good. As always, we're going to start off by using some oil. Corey, what do you want to use tonight?
You pick. I picked last time. You pick this time.
Ooh, how about original?
We'll go with original.
Sean actually has facial. You want to use some original?
I'll take a little bit. Test it out.
Yeah, I'm just going to use a couple little drops. Have I given you any of this yet?
You had me on a tester one time when I saw the shop for the first time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I'll just take a couple drops, dude. Your beard's about as long as mine. Just take a couple drops rather than it. Mmm. Oh. Man, original is just where it's at.
What's in it?
What's in it?
Yeah, like
peppermint, lemon, rosemary.
Got in my nose. Sorry.
Oh, it's strong.
I just put it straight up to my nose because I was like, I want to take a whiff, and sure. I was like,
yeah. So it's pine, bergamot. Oh no, not bergamot. Sorry. Yeah, bergamot's in there. Oh, it's so.
You know what? It smells like I'm waking up, like in a cabin, and it's not like gross outside, but it's like
morning.
Light dew on the ground, yeah, just getting that fresh cup of coffee.
So, maybe there's an elk, like, off to my left. What? I can't make elk sounds, though, so it's like a...
It's super nice. Yeah. Whatever they sound like, I don't know.
God. I don't think that's what a fucking...
Don't they sound like
the elk?
No, you gotta go a little higher on the fucking bugle there.
The bugle?
They're bugling. What the fuck is that, dude? I feel like I'm like watching some horror movie.
Maybe
shit
that's what it is. I don't know. Well, you fucking try it then, you puss.
That was Alien vs. Predator.
I can't do
right
it.
There.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, well,
I can't
I'm not a
do
quitter,
it, so I'm not even.
Okay. Anyway, well, yeah, we're using. We tried out original beard oil today from Beard Mountain, obviously. You guys, it's so damn good. Like, I can just feel it. Oh, it's sucking up into my skin. Yeah, it's so nice. It's so tingly. It's super nice.
It's been a long time since I've used original, to be honest.
For real, right?
It's a long time.
It's still one of my best sellers, like, ever. Really? But, yeah, dude, the first one that was ever created was original. And, honestly, its ingredients list is, like, the longest. It's, like, 8 or 9 essential oils. So, when people ask, like, what's in it? It's like, let me take 3 deep breaths.
Son of a bitch.
And they're, like, I'm, honestly, most of the time, I'm like, you just smell it, okay? Like, it's just easy if you just smell
it. Figure
it
out.
You're not going to know what the fuck it smells like by this ingredients list that's super long. That's why I kind of tried to simplify the most recent ones, you know.
Smell it, you like it, buy it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just like a woman. Like, yep.
Well, and I mean, sometimes I do like to know what's in it because.
Oh fuck yeah! That's the whole thing of.
I don't want to buy something that they're like. There's some. Carcinogens
in it. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, episode 8. We're just cooking right along. Thank you, everyone who's been listening. Lots of listens, honestly. We're doing really
We enjoy
good.
All of
yeah,
you.
This is dope.
I hope you enjoy us, because...
Seriously, yeah. The only thing I wish we could do is get actual feedback on the podcast platforms. Like, people could comment. You know, like a Facebook post, you can comment and say...
Right, people message you and be
you
like, hey, you
fucking
suck.
Comment on the podcast episode. I don't like that. I wish...
How long until you get approved by Apple for the rating? Because that's what really boosts the podcast.
No shit, dude, because I have a bunch of people lined up to... give
Apple,
5-star ratings. Is
and I don't know what Apple's doing.
Apple's been fucking us, man. So I created an Apple ID, and from your Apple ID, you sign into what's called Apple Podcasts or Podcasters on Apple, one of those two. So once you go to Apple Podcasts, it says sign in with your Apple ID. I go to sign in with my Apple ID, and it says Apple ID not verified. Now, okay, I've checked. I've verified my email. I've added a valid payment information. Corey can confirm all this shit.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
I went through all the shit that night.
It's verified, but you can't get into podcast. So I got on with Apple support. I created a ticket. They got back to me. He's like, hey, what's going on? This is Steven. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so, excuse me.
Just get it fixed. That's all
I
care
like,
about.
Dude, here's my issue. He's like, okay, well, how about you go to the podcaster's support? Okay. Well, the link he sends me, in order to get to the support page for podcast, you have to sign in using your Apple ID. Well, I can't motherfucking do that because it says my Apple ID isn't verified yet. Or what?
It's Apple ID verified. Yeah, Apple ID not verified.
Like, so I finally emailed it back. I was like, listen, motherfucker, I can't even get to this helpline you're sending me to.
I hope you didn't
to.
Call him motherfucker because I used to work customer service.
I called him a bunch of stuff. I did.
I got to work help desk every now and then. So yeah.
Like, I call them some dirty stuff.
I've worked like... customer support like that. And that
I grew. Oh, come on. We've all worked customer. I still work customer service. I got to deal with fucking people all the time.
Yeah, but...
both places.
But do you like assholes?
I love assholes.
I mean...
fuck yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't, right? That's beside the point. That's a totally different episode. Anyway, yeah, so that's the problem there. Like, dude, it's super important that we get on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, because that's what builds the rating, puts
exactly.
the show up.
Exactly. And I already have a system... by a podcaster who runs a group that I am in, and I paid to have all of his tools that he uses on like rankings. He's really good at ranking. He has over 4,000 5-star reviews for his podcast on Apple. He consistently ranks top 10 on podcasts. And it's like
fucking hey.
So his version. This is one of those courses I bought that I was talking about. His way of doing it on how to get reviews really does fucking work. So I'm super excited to do that. It's a lot of footwork, but it's super easy. So long answer, but that's what we're waiting on. It's just back and forth with Apple support and they're just fucking worthless.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, enough about us and why we can't get
sorry,
on fucking
Apple yet. Didn't mean to rile you up.
No, right dude, me and Corey just been fucking arguing with Apple back and forth. And
it's Apple support. Yep. If you work IT, it's...
yeah.
As soon as you get someone that's like, hey, I'm using a Mac. Fucking goddamn it. Of course you
seriously.
Are.
Seriously.
Of fucking course you
every,
are.
Every computer tech I know fucking says that.
But the funny thing is I have some tech friends that have Apple. Like, I have iPhones.
I have an iPhone.
Yeah, and they're like, I love it. And I'm like,
well,
fuck
dude,
you.
They make
like,
it,
you goddamn hypocrite. You fucking dude, hypocrite.
They make it so easy. All your shit is linked up to your Apple account. Your fucking iPads just link up. I understand the draw.
I mean, Samsung's almost there with
fuck
their
that.
Whole cloud
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah,
my Google,
it's almost there.
My Google phone is the best device I've ever owned in my life. The Google
See,
Pixel 4, oh.
I've got everything backed up to Google and to now to Samsung
yeah,
cloud because
yeah.
it's going through. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is nice. Like, it's nice.
It's nice you can pull it down anywhere.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, Sean, what? Tell us what you do for a living. Well, should we start there?
Yeah, let's start there.
Or do we want a little background?
It's up to
He's
you.
He's got some interesting stuff.
Whatever you want. I'm here for you.
I mean,
guys.
Whatever you want.
Let's start. What do you do right now?
IT services. I'm the security and network administrator for the company I work for.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's dope. Can we can't see the company, correct?
We can. It's not a big deal. I work for Sibanye Stillwater. Mine.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just not going to go into any...
of the U.S. operations.
Right.
Of the U.S., okay. So that's an actual big company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the biggest platinum palladium producer in the world.
Whoa.
Damn.
In the world?
In the world. Our company, in a whole.
Shit.
Okay.
Not this mine in Montana.
And the U.S., we're the only one.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, okay. Wow, in the United States, Billings, this, or not, I guess not.
Well, it's not just Billings.
Wow.
Yeah, in the U.S., the only platinum palladium producer. We have two mines here in the state, one at East Boulder.
Sure.
And one in Nye.
Wow. So, no one else, like, there's no other mines for palladium beyond?
Not in the U.S., no. But
what
there's
the fuck?
There's
Why?
Big mines in South Africa and Russia.
Do we have the biggest vein of...
We do. The only clarified vein.
Holy shit.
Clarified vein. Like
where they know where it's at.
Okay. Yeah. So we probably have some...
All over, I'm sure.
We just don't know where it's at. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's going to cost more for the exploratory to find it than
right.
it would be to just buy it.
Isn't that fucking nuts? There's an entire, what you call them, exploratories where like full-on geologists and shit are out there and you're looking for years.
Yeah.
And your budget is a couple million bucks or whatever. And you're like,
yep.
Yeah, we just never fucking found it.
Dude, archaeology is crazy to me. That's one profession I don't think I could ever do. Like,
well,
it's
archaeology or geology? Because they're two different things.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Because, I mean, both of them you rely on grants and shit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just
so,
like running a fucking museum.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, like archaeology. Yeah. Like, that one, like, I've looked at shit, and I was like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an archaeologist. But I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah, you don't. You do it for the love of it. Yep. Like, that's...
Hey, if we find a dinosaur, we might be able to sell for $850,000 to the museum. But we got to find it. It took us 16 years to find it.
Exactly, right? Like, we found this city, but we've been out here for 33 years studying. We
finally found Atlantis. It's just like the movie Holes. You know, that motherfucker started that whole youth camp trying to find Kiss and Kate Barlow's gold, and they never found it. And finally, Stanley Yelnats and Zero found it. Yeah. And it wasn't even kissing. It wasn't even, what's her name's? It was theirs.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, holes.
Yeah. So, anyway, go on. You were telling us that.
Palladium.
Palladium and platinum, yeah. And you do, what kind of IT work?
IT, well, I started out services, and now I handle, like, network design and the security of the network and all the infrastructure, basically.
So that, because it's a couple thousand employees, like you're handling a network of a couple thousand employees using it? Yeah. Or?
Well, no, there's user-wise, there's about 700 users based. That's
quite a bit, though, still.
That's a lot. Well, and it's probably a billion-dollar company.
But it's probably not just you.
No. No, we have
more. Just you handling that amount, I would.
Yeah, you're gonna lose your shit.
I don't lead the team. I'm part of the team.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. Sweet. Yeah.
Right, I'm just the administrator of certain parts of the team.
Okay. That's cool. So what does it entail? Like a whole network for like a a mining company? What kind of?
Yeah, like
what the hell? Because
I do IT, but that sounds like a totally.
Are we talking about like sending emails back and forth or
base level? Yeah, you're gonna send an email out to the group or external companies and whatnot, but network-wise, infrastructure-wise, it's fiber underground, Cat5 cable underground, switching infrastructure. Okay. You have systems you monitor. You got air monitoring systems. You can. There's a lot of mines in the world doing remote mucking to where they're on the surface, and you're running big loaders underground from remote control desk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Fuck? Yeah, it's an autonomous fleet is what they're called.
Do we have any here? Legit.
Not at our mind. We're in the process of looking at it.
That's pretty fucking dope, though.
Fuck yeah! You're just controlling RC cars every day. Like, hold on, that thing's got $1 million payload right now. Oh yeah. Like, hey, my battery just died. Sorry, I didn't put on the charger last night. You know, when you're a little kid and you have those fucking 9.6 volt remote control cars.
I'm pretty sure their batteries are going to be a little bit higher than 9.6.
Well, probably 10.
Yeah, there's a lot.
At least a 12 volt,
crazy.
Bro.
That's fucking crazy. So what else? I mean, what? So you're just an administrator of taking care of that. So it's obviously people are having
pretty much
issues, or if your network for some reason goes down.
Yeah, and then server, you have your servers that run different applications, your ERP systems and stuff like that. You got to maintain and upgrade and all that, build new systems, and then you get to play when something bad happens to your network. And
no joke, right? So let's talk about that. Obviously, that pipeline in Texas got hacked earlier this year. That's what you guys would be defending against if something...
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, has anything like that happened?
To our company?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good.
But it's still something that's...
It's a legit concern.
It's all sketch, time, and it's right?
Ever-evolving. Like, we have third-party contractors that we hire as well that monitor. We have a full SOC center that monitors 24/7.
What's a SOC center?
That's your security. Oh shit, what the hell? I don't remember the whole acronym.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
But they monitor our network and anything that's going on, any potential threat or vulnerability. We get notified.
That's cool.
Huh.
Dang. Okay,
fucking secure.
Yeah.
What kind of active threats? Not an active threat, but what's like the biggest threat to a mining network?
Your control network.
Oh, if it goes down?
Well, the control network handles your processes of refining of the product.
Oh,
and
shit.
Breaking down. You have PLCs and systems that, like, you got at granulation levels. You have certain amount of chemicals that...
Oh, so the actual process is on the network.
Yeah, you monitor it. Yeah.
Oh,
you
shit. Can
open, like, everything valves, is fucking everywhere. Computerized now.
Okay, so, yeah, I did not realize that. So you're like, wow. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of fucking writing on
there. There is, yeah. But you build a team around it, and it makes it easy, really.
Damn. Okay, I did not even I mean, I should have. I did not even think of that.
I didn't think it would be. I mean, it's not one of those things that you think, like, security for them. When I think security for mine, I think armed guards. And there's dudes going with their lunch pail going down.
Yeah,
like,
can't get in this.
Oh, yeah, there's bucket checks and all that. Just, you know, it's not as prevalent in a platinum palladium mine because it costs so much to refine it to get it to the product that users need.
Yeah, Matt.
Right.
Matt is like exactly. The finished product there, yep. Right? Because a couple weeks ago we had one of my buddies who works at the smelter.
Oh, okay.
Here, and so he was explaining the process of.
Yeah.
Excuse me, doing that. Wow, I would have never thought. Like,
The process that he's talking about getting the mat.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it's virtualized as well that they can see and. Adjust, add certain chemicals. I don't know what they use, but they can open, close valves, fans, pumps, everything.
Okay. So kind of going off of that, what's like, you're obviously working security for a multi-billion dollar company, I would assume.
Yeah.
What's like some scary things about not so much the internet, but like someone getting into the network? I know before the show you had mentioned a term.
Pen testing?
Yeah, what's that?
Pen testing is you're basically testing against your own network security. So you go through protocol to get approved to try to hack your own network.
Oh, shit, just to test its vulnerability.
Exactly. And stuff. See like if that. You can find, because everything changes. There's so many scripts you can run. There's programs.
So you're literally trying to hack your own network. Don't obviously mm-hmm. find your own exactly. vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you think about it, it's something that needs to be done.
Well, absolutely.
If you it's don't not, find it,
somebody's going to. You know, it's just like
there's always somebody better out there.
Exactly,
that's the key. That's, you have to think about.
And that kind of scares me because I know I talked to my cousin who's IT tech, you know, just like home level computers and like local businesses and shit, mainly email crap. It's just really scary what people on the internet are capable of, like, just with a fucking computer.
Oh, well, yeah. It's like I talked about that episode with Mike. Some dude used a fish thermometer to hack into a casino's Wi-Fi and access their shit and got access to a fuck ton of bank accounts.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't, like, a Wi-Fi butt plug or something, too. That'd be kind of funny, huh?
I don't know if that'd be... Fuck, is that something?
I don't know.
Is it an actual thing?
RFID. That'd be fucking dope,
dude. That'd have been so sick, you know? They would have read it and be like, what's Sherry's little friend? That's the ID they got in.
I really don't understand what this is.
That would be fucking sick. The internet's just scary. Right, okay, so like when I think of I'm hacking, so in a way that's like you're learning how to hack your own network.
Yeah,
like,
pretty
you're
much, yeah.
The turn hack, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say most people, like, you have to be like certified and shit. I'm assuming to do that.
You do, yeah. I mean, there's certain, like, you know, community standards
for
the IT world that, like, say a CompTIA, you can get the CompTIA A+, and then you can do the Network Plus and Security Plus. That's a good way in the door.
Sure.
And the course is like $5,000. And you can get certified. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you
it
get
pays
those,
out.
You get those two courses, you're at the industry average.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, and that would help your chance of getting a job.
Yeah, and then too, right? Once you get some experience, 3 years in the field, you can move up to more classes, better classes.
Dang.
And you can really grow in IT field fast.
And pretty soon you're pulling triple figures.
Oh, yeah.
IT,
oh,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's so solid.
In a metropolitan area, for everything that I currently do now, is right around 140K a year.
Dang.
Fuck.
Now, you called it metropolitan.
We're not in a metropolitan area here.
Let's be honest, bro. We're
no, I mean,
we are small.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But,
that's cool.
You know, the company takes care of me very well.
Yeah,
care
for
of
sure.
Most people in this state very, very well. Right. So
they're a large employer. So when I think, my point was, when I think of hacking, I think of like the movie The Core. You ever seen that?
Think more Swordfish.
More sort. Okay, well, that's fine too.
Swordfish is fun. I like that.
The core was the little gangly, you know, DJ Qualls from The New Guy.
Yes.
And he was eating Hot Pockets in this fucking shady room with 14
that's legit.
Monitors, and he was.
Oh, dude, there's
and,
totally.
You know, the FBI comes in and he takes his magnet and just on all the computers. Like, I grew up thinking that's what hackers were like, but honestly, I think a lot of people.
It takes a lot more than
a
that,
lot of
really, now?
I fear how much is capable just with the guy on his laptop at a cafe. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can Dude, you're, people
with, if you know what you're doing with technology.
People with unsecured networks make me really, really uneasy. Yeah. I mean, just a simple password on your Wi-Fi, it's breakable, but
it takes a long time, especially.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You can do it faster, though. I can tell you.
What do you mean?
I can show you.
Oh, to get into someone's Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that... Well, I mean, I wouldn't risk anything, of course.
But. Yeah, we'll do it offline.
There's even devices
to do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I not speaking of, but I know someone who was like, yeah, check this out. Like, bloop, 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 playing around with it. And I'm like, son of a bitch, man. You were going to get in trouble one day. Like, and I know you're probably not going to get in trouble one day, but you make me feel like we're going to get in trouble with one day with you.
The thing is, I think a lot of people do this just as like exhibitionists, just to say they can. Not a lot of people are doing this for ransom, right?
No.
They're, like, the amount of ransomware out there is, it's large, but it's small compared to people breaking into networks and just fucking with shit.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just because they fucking can, right? Like, honestly, the United States paid ransomware for that pipeline, how many millions of dollars? Was it like 5?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But if you think about it...
Until the data recovery is
nothing. That's literally nothing.
But like, if you think about it, I mean, on a daily basis, or I would say on a monthly basis, I probably get, I would say on average 10 people that are like, I clicked on some links in a compromised email.
Yeah, and Microsoft sent me an email saying I had to log in.
No, so okay, so I had a person who was like, there's a message on my screen. So I called the message and he's like, yeah, you're going to have to pay me $200 for me to fix this.
This is chip from Dell computers.
This is the best part. So he's like, hold on. I need to talk to my manager about this. The other person hung up the phone. The scam dude hung up the phone. So he called him back to be like, hey, we got disconnected.
Hey, about
like,
$200.
And I'm like, you called him back?
Sounds like the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
No. Trust me. I worked cable for 8 years almost.
Just do this shit, dude. So many people willingly give up information. Yeah. When they, like, when I get those shitty phishing emails, because my email's all over on my business registration and shit. So I get so many emails where it's like Netflix, but there's like fucking apostrophes and upside down question marks and shit. And it's like, your subscription is canceled in 24 hours. And I'm like, yeah, fuck off.
I don't even have Netflix. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the funny thing, what you just said about how just the subtle changes.
Oh, yeah.
99% of people don't even see that.
Fuck no.
No, but they don't. I've gotten some. It's scary, though, that they've gotten – people have gotten so good now where – I had one that came in and I was studying it and I'm like, I'm going to get someone else's opinion on this real quick because I don't fucking know.
Dude, like, some look legit.
The only way we found out was because I clicked on the link and it brought me up to a page asking me to log in. And I'm like, yep, no, this isn't okay. We're good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything else about it was down to the T. Like, I found no spelling errors, no nothing. It was one of those that I was like, I don't know. And that's the scary part is you get some where they're like Netflix, a little apostrophe here.
Yeah.
Or you get one that's like,
dude, some people,
I don't know. Like, are you expecting
people,
shit?
Some people try really hard. And like, okay, so I have a landline at home simply because the lawn service, I don't need people calling my cell phone.
Right.
But that landline is also my business line for Beard Mountain because I needed to list a phone number. And again, I wasn't using my cell phone.
Right.
I get so many fucking spam calls. Like the caller IDs literally come up like off at like pull officer as a fucking caller ID. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The police officer is never going to come up police officer, you know?
And it's, dude, like, where it's POL, period. I've seen that shit.
Last week I had one that calls like, oh, yeah, I'm calling for Tim. You must be moving or something because there's a lot of boxes in the road by one of your properties on Washington and blah, 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 two streets that aren't even here. And I see the boxes say Beard Bomb, and oh, they just look really bad, man. I would hate for your company to have a bad rap. So before I call the police, I wonder if me and you can't work something out. And I'm just like, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
How many people fell for that and would be like, oh, yeah, I did leave boxes there. You dumb motherfucker. I don't even live in Washington, D.C. where this intersection was.
It's
How many people would fall for that shit?
Well, I mean, if you got the right number, yep. maybe. Like, if you got the right area, I mean, dude, but if you think about it, look how many hotlines they have set up for, like, the elderly.
Oh, God, to like report,
and it's shitty because
yeah,
they don't. Unfortunately, it's one of those that I'm like, fuck, you should know better. But I'm like, you shouldn't know better because you didn't have this growing up, and you're trying to learn this as an adult. And yeah, I'm trying to learn shit my kids are doing as an adult. And I'm like, what the fuck are you like? No, fuck no. This I'm not learning this shit. Mm-hmm.
Dude, back in the 90s, my grandparents fell for one of those over-the-phone scams where it's like, oh, I'm a colonel in the army and I need money to get home. You know, and it's like, if this guy's a fucking colonel, like, come on, a fucking colonel. let's be real. Dude, people have fallen for phone scams and internet scams. Well, I mean,
think of the old Nigerian prince one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time.
People fell for that shit.
Oh, dude, that's why it's a literal joke.
Yeah, like people fell for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the prince of Nigeria calls and asks you for money, though, you help him.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Fuck yeah, man. Prince Lolly Jama also give me goddamn money. I'm going to take it.
Wait. Mine said his name was Prince, like, whatever the fuck. It wasn't that.
Prince Wanna Touch Your Pee-Pee? Was that the one?
Oh, that was that was from a different website.
Yeah. Oh. No, but dude, like,
I think I've hit that website.
A few times.
Yeah. It's so scary.
Internet can be great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dude, no matter what, people are going to use something for
you have to.
Evil. But, oh, man, like, even just searching. Dude, the amount of viruses you get from just visiting regular websites sometimes. Yeah.
Like, right?
Like, dude, I went to go to Home Depot. Really slow, and it's like, fuck, I've been shopping on Amazon and Walmart.com and shit. And it's like, dude, like, people are actively using these sites to get shit on your computer. Now, if you're surfing other sites, your computer gets even slower, faster.
Well, and there's also now where, I mean, I've had people that are like, there's a whole bunch of stuff on my computer. And I'm like, okay, walk me through what you did. Walking through. That's not the, like, that does not, like, do you see where it says add, and it doesn't look anything like what you're actually looking for?
I mean, some of them look so fucking horrible, I don't understand how people click on these.
Yep.
Well, it's because they expect it to be the first thing on there, because it's Google.
And, Google search, want that. That's the first thing.
Like, dude,
it says
again,
fucking add, right at the top, too.
But there's a lot of people just don't, they weren't raised with the technology, and it's hard to learn. Dude. Even as an adult, you have to admit, it's hard to learn new shit sometimes.
I got laid into the game on this, too.
You did?
I've only been in the game for 4 years on this.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
And to be certified doing that, that's impressive as fuck. Like,
no joke.
Yeah. Like, that's impressive as shit. I've been in cable for... I was in cable for 8 years, and I didn't even make it that far. It's impressive.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's... I started entry-level laborer at the mine, underground.
And, like, a position just opened up, and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, ran equipment. Worked up. Went to lead man. Shifting. Dispatch supervisor. Finally got to the IT that I self-taught until I went and did my trainings.
Fucking crazy.
Damn. What? Obviously, we don't need a number, but what's the pay difference from general laborer to where you're at?
When I started, it was... about $15 less than what I make now.
Oh, okay.
An hour.
That's pretty impressive. I mean,
Shit, learning it from the ground up, like,
yeah,
the whole, like, cycle of of the money is
for sure.
It's fun. Like, it's super interesting. The whole rock licking part for geology, I don't get. But
the what?
Rock licking, bro.
Rock licking.
Yeah, you've never heard of this?
I don't know.
You want to take him through, Corey, or you want me?
Rock you should licking? Do it. You could probably do it better. Like I.
So, okay, I apologize to any geologists that listen to this, but
dude, the stupid thing is, my first major in college was geology, and then Rocky Mountain College stopped offering it, and so that's why I left.
But I just got to the only thing I know about licking rocks is like fossils. They stick to your tongue.
You can see it. That's the thing.
A fossil.
They get it your wet.
Tongue? Yeah.
Yeah, because when you're supposed to, you know, people like douse the rock with water, and the fossil appears.
And yeah.
So is that
same
you lick
basic
them?
Concept. Okay. You lick the rock. They lick. They're rock lickers.
Sweet.
Wait. So someone's job is to legit like lick.
Yeah, they got a spray bottle.
Yeah. Or oh, I was really hoping that some dude was like,
Yeah. Gene Simmons' tongue.
I mean, I don't know what happens in the core rooms after they get the core up and they're looking at it, but
this core
normal. Like I see him with water bottle, but you know, some rocks could get licked.
I feel like I would be the person that's like, oh, I'm a rock licker. All right, I guess. Let's
What does rhodium taste like?
No joke, Ryan. Yeah, that's funny, dude. Okay, so without like divulging sensitive information, but what is it? I guess kind of what does it entail, like, in the most basic of terms, trying to find out, like, your vulnerabilities on your own network? Like, are we talking, like, people's, like, users, not safe passwords?
Like, are you sending out phishing emails?
Yes, we are.
Cool. Okay, okay.
Obviously.
As a test, and then we get a report.
You're like, oh, shit, 48 people, open this bitch.
Yep. Do you guys get the little option with the little fish that you have to click report phishing? Oh, man. Back when I used to work for a corporate, that was my favorite thing, was getting those emails, because I'm like...
So normally when we do the phishing emails, there's a training video right after.
Oh, fantastic.
And it shows who watched the training video. And then we send the mail out again.
We have talked about doing that, because I'm like,
it actually lowered the numbers probably 30%.
Wait, by what now?
You send the phishing email out.
Yeah.
And you get the report, who clicked what.
Okay.
It'll give you a user or a computer, however you set it up. But then after that, you send out the training video. And the training video breaks down like, hey, there's some corny videos out there, but...
Okay.
I love corny videos. Corny IT videos are the best.
They're good. It's a dude in a bathrobe holding a coffee mug, talking over somebody's shoulder. Yeah, you should click on that ad. Click on that ad. Just
fuck yeah.
But after you get that, you send it out, and they watch the video, and they actually have like a 5-question little quiz after.
Damn.
And then you send out another phishing one next month and see who clicks it and who actually watched the video.
Shit, dude.
I get it, because, like, I mean, fuck. Within a company like that, you wouldn't want someone to be having kind of any sorts of sensitive information.
Like, you literally can't.
Yeah, repetition is key to change culture in a business.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Stand steady.
Boom.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Okay, so, I mean, obviously, like, Hollywood has always showed us that hacking is cool, but also dangerous, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I was just wondering, like, when you're trying to penetrate your own network to find vulnerabilities, it's like people, like, stupidly clicking emails. Like, are you testing out, like, obviously not you, but are people testing out, like, users' super weak-ass passwords to get into their accounts shit like that, of course?
It's a little more it's harder and easier right now with all the remote work.
Okay.
Because everybody has changed their security policies and password policies.
Yeah, sure.
Since most businesses are going to like a home office setup,
yeah,
and you get a kickback,
yeah, of course,
kind of thing. But I'm trying to think on how to word it. There is more on you can get a lot more done in an email invite. Okay, if someone sends you a calendar invite for a meeting. There's so much you can hide in the background of a meeting invite.
Yeah,
because when you open up your email, it says it automatically put it on your calendar as tentative.
Yeah,
Google, you didn't even accept it yet.
Everything does that, right?
So when that tentative kicks, that starts a process. It could run a script. It could copy what you're doing, what's on your desktop. It could get your IP address. You don't know.
Like, it could install, like, those keystrokes programs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keylogger.
Yeah, okay, so explain to the public, well, and me, like, what the hell that is.
So basically, I don't know. I've never done a keylogger myself.
Oh, sure.
But the basic premise of it is, say you open up an email. Oh yeah, I had an invite, I think, coming from this person. You start it. It runs. It installs the script. It's most likely like a PowerShell. It'll install the script on the computer, and it just runs in the background like a services.
And it's just tracking the.
It's tracking everything that's entered in. Yes. So
holy shit.
Passwords. Everything that you enter in, dude. Keyloggers, they're interesting.
Let's be real. Is this a program or is this a piece of hardware you have on your own computer?
It's like a piece of code.
Think of something that I would send you, and you're like, oh, what's this? And you open it up. It runs in the background. You don't even fucking know that it happened. You can delete that email. I'm still running in the background, running everything.
It'll dump it off. To wherever is said in said script. It'll dump it off to an email, whatever keystroke has.
Fucking sketch,
it hides
man.
In like your services, like in your print spooler. It can say print spooler.
It's a very lucrative business. Yeah. Like,
no joke,
hacking,
right?
Hacking is a very lucrative business if you don't get caught.
That's
highly
why,
volatile, but very lucrative.
I mean, and there's obviously companies who are certified hackers, and they just get hired by big companies to say, hey, find a vulnerability in our network, and
we
they have
it.
Their team.
We do it twice a year.
Very much so. I mean, if you think about
it. But I'm saying you guys have in-house, right?
We have in-house. We have, like, I'm like the base level of security for our company. We have massive security in our South Africa operations that oversee me.
See, but what I'm saying is, like, there's legit businesses whose job is they're just hackers.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yeah, they hire a third party to do it.
Millions of dollars to straight up just do this.
We hire. We do it twice a year. It's part of our operating standards.
That's sketch.
Just like, dude, they're better. Seeing what you don't know, not working in tech, there's companies that like specific, like work for the government that specifically have to run like audits, quarterly audits that they have to like meet up to a specific standards with their IT. And if
it's not, do you guys think the government, whatever branch, all of their branches, do you think they hire outside independent contractors? Companies to see how vulnerable the network is, or do they have their in-house people do that?
I think they have a little both. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because that'd be like super sensitive.
If you think, dude,
why wouldn't you try to go? Yeah, you have your inside guys that know the way around.
Yeah,
you need the outside to come in to bolster.
Okay,
it
on they sign NDOs,
especially the military.
Like, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, those people that are working with the government probably aren't gonna fuck around and like let shit slip because. Once you let once you let shit slip with the government.
I mean, dude, look at Bob. Look
Mr. Waldo went gone and no one where he went.
Look at Bob Lazar. He's the only openly outspoken person who's worked at Area 51. You know, and he's had his life for the last fucking 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of
the Pentagon's like, hey, aliens, guys. And everyone's like, oh, aliens.
Well, it's because we don't care. There's all this other dumb bullshit going on, you know? Like, people identifying as fucking unicorns and shit is way more important than that, so.
Yeah. Well, and on top of it, people hacking into shit, that's a little bit more important than aliens.
Dude, like, but it is kind of odd that these Pentagon dumps, which are fucking legendary, are happening during COVID. And all this other shit.
When we're all supposed to be quarantined and reading up on shit.
Yeah, no, but that's not happening. You know that,
Corey. What's the real hide there?
This worked out so perfectly for them to dump all this sensitive information that they've held for 60 years because it could have been detrimental to the population to find this stuff out. They literally waited for the perfect storm, in my opinion, for them to dump this shit.
It's like, oh, something a little uplifting.
Dude,
almost.
Everyone's worried about everything else online. Why do you think nobody's giving an actual fuck about the Pentagon?
Because I think we're at a time in our life when everybody knows there's aliens.
When the
government drops, hey, there's aliens. Everyone's like, yeah, we know.
Been but saying it for years.
No, it's the actual physical evidence which I enjoy watching. I've seen a fucking ton of it now.
But that's the whole thing is, I've seen a ton of it before.
Oh, 100%, dude. But the Pentagon. The Pentagon dumps have a lot of stuff that wasn't out there before.
Yeah, we're talking but at stuff the same time, the do we trust the government? Is the government just giving us random ass shit?
Do you trust the government?
Mother, do you trust the government?
Do you trust the government?
To a point.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When Roswell happened, they admitted it was a UFO. They admitted to grabbing a saucer.
Yeah.
They admitted to getting three beans. Couple days
and then
after,
they were like, oh,
after,
it was a weather balloon.
It's a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Fucking 60, 70 years. Well, actually, that was in the 40s or 50s.
50s.
75, 80 years later, then they're just going to say, oh, yeah, it was an alien the whole time.
Well, again.
What are they gaining from that?
That's the whole thing is if you know, I mean, after a certain amount of time, those documents are released.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Was, so, like.
I never really went far down this rabbit hole on this.
Oh my god. But I
never went deep.
I'm so interested in, well, as a little
bit,
outer space interests me, and then
conspiracy theories, learning
the vastness of the universe and just our observable universe that just is fucking mind blowing. And then how are we the only intelligent life form? I'm using, you know,
quotes
just because intelligent life form might not be us as humans. Do I think there's an exact replica world of us, you know, humans like driving school buses and shit? That I don't know, but there has to be other intelligent life.
Oh, fuck, maybe like a multiverse?
There could be. That's the whole thing. It's way too big for there not to
be. We're talking like Flash timelines here now,
guys. But the aliens...
I watched the end of Loki. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. Or the
UFOs that we've captured, and obviously Hollywood has always made it out to be a saucer and a little green alien guy. Well, I mean...
Or a little gray.
There's a really legitimate... you could call him a ufologist. His name is Dr. Stephen Greer. Like, look him up. The guy's...
Wait, Greer like the cheese?
No, Greer.
Oh, Greer. Like Alan Greer.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dr. Stephen Greer, he's one of the most well-known... I don't know if you call him a ufologist or not, but he made the movie Unacknowledged. That one's on Netflix. It's really good. Anyway, like, he's had briefings with the government a bunch of times, and he's briefed presidents about aliens and UFOs and
but they weren't allowed to talk about it.
The whole thing is, this guy says that these extraterrestrial beings, we as a population have been conditioned that they're supposed to be like little alien dudes, right? Short little fucking
right.
Cone, not cone head, but like...
I like the cone heads.
Egghead type shape.
Right.
But dude, like, these beings could just be an orb. These beings can just be a flash. That could be an extraterrestrial. That's an intelligent life form from somewhere
else. And if you watched Men in Black, they could look like us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like,
they could be hidden in plain sight.
Dude, it's interesting to think, because, like, I don't know. I think we've been visited, but
so,
I don't...
okay, we know we have been visited.
Well, okay, yes, but, like, I mean more, like...
Did you ever watch the episode of South Park when they found out that they were just a TV show from the aliens? They were just a sitcom?
Was that Rick and Morty, I think you're thinking of?
This is South Park from 20 years ago. It happened in the first 5 or 6 seasons. Rick and Morty would have just copied them.
Probably. Everyone copies everybody. Let's be honest.
Anyway, it's the one where the taco is pooping out all those little ice creams on South Park. Anyway, they find out that they're just
fuck, a sitcom. I remember this. Okay.
They find out that the aliens are up there and they're just a sitcom.
They're just a sitcom, yep.
They really realize that aliens don't visit them because they have nothing to gain. They're just sitting here watching them. You don't think that we're like that? These beings are traveling here, obviously with anti-gravity propulsion or somehow... You know, they're getting in undetected
light by speed. Radar
shit. What the fuck are they
getting? But they're getting detected by radar, though.
Okay, some of them are. But realistically, what would they gain if they came here?
Maybe they're vacationing.
Okay, would you want a vacation in fucking the dirtiest shithole part of America or the world? No. That's what we'd be to them.
How do you know, though?
They're using some sort of propulsion or anti-gravity. It
might be exotic to them, though.
It could be. Maybe it's totally backwards. But the point I'm making is, I feel like some of them... I mean, obviously, this could be several different races, if you will, or different types.
Different beings.
But, dude, they're already a jillion fucking years advanced from us. What would they ever gain by coming back here? They've already been here. Way back in the time, they were here.
So you're thinking, like...
What the fuck would they gain now?
How far back are you thinking? Like, are we talking like when, like in the Bible when they say angels?
No.
UFOs?
No. Okay, so let's just go back. Let's have a conversation about the pyramids. You think man made those? How? How the fuck did
ramps.
They? How the okay. Yeah.
No, man made that. Man made that.
Okay, I want to hear this one because he's done shit before and I don't know what I'm talking about.
But listen, there's two different theories that I have. One I believe so more than the other. Well, it's not that I believe it, it's just harder to like contest. So the first one is man made it, but with help from someone else that had...
With a higher being.
A higher being that could cut stuff perfectly square, that could lift these heavy things. And the other one is, which somebody just recently gave me this theory, is we as a culture made that and we forgot that technology. It's the same theory as us forgetting languages because there's so many forgotten languages.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. You know, there's like, so many.
We used to use these languages and then we forgot them. Maybe we built that shit and forgot the technology, whether it be we could fucking levitate shit with our minds or some crap.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Think about, like, I don't want to say Peru because I'm going to be wrong, but, like, down in South America with those giant pyramids that, like, you can't fit a paper.
I know.
Through the
paper. Just hold on. I'm getting to a point that will validate what you just said. So, again, like, if we're just straight talking the three pyramids in Egypt, how the fuck did they perfectly... the second theory which it was, we just forgot that technology because it's been proven that we've forgotten languages and shit like that. Why have there never been any tools found? Whether it be saws or rocks or an actual fucking ancient piece of machinery, why are there no tools? Because whether that area was covered in water or not, they already proved that those sandstone blocks came from like a fucking 1,000 miles away. How did they would have had to use something to get them there, you guys.
Logs.
But we already proved that would have taken millions of workers. Fucking
it's
thousands.
It's proven that there was millions of workers that did that.
Absolutely, yeah. But I still don't see if they cut those, Sean, where are all the fucking tools?
That I don't know, but
that
okay,
part's
so let
weird,
me
right?
let me
you go to
let
a construction site these days, you're gonna find a fucking drill bit.
I get it. No, I get right? it. How did they cut the block? I get that.
Wait, before you go on that piece, let me finish this. The part that is not contestable for me, because what you're saying is totally valid. We fucking absolutely could have done that, you guys. Look at the castles in England.
Yeah.
Those are fucking ridiculously immaculate.
We heard Freemasonry's.
Exactly.
They knew what they were doing.
But how the fuck did they perfectly line those pyramids up with Orion's Belt? How the fuck did they do that?
We actually
they had astrology.
I understand that. But how the fuck do you do that from the fucking ground
with
no computers?
I will say this.
With no computers.
It's all about the
Tim, mind. the reason it boggles your mind, the same reason it boggles my mind is because we are not astrophysicists whatever the fuck it is. We're
absolutely
not astrologists. So I look up at the stars and I'm like, oh, there's a shit ton of stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like when people are like,
some of those stars could not even be existing anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because light takes that far to travel.
The thing that really made a lot of sense around this type of topic was when I listened and watched Joe Rogan's with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah. He's had 4 episodes with him, and every single one.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So let me go back to the pyramids.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to break it down to a smaller, simple fact.
This is your belief.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at the roads. The road they have there. Look at the brick.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yep.
Look at the bullshit we have now.
Yeah.
We forgot the legit engineering.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And that's why that theory is gaining more validity with me. Do I think fucking spacecrafts came here and levitated these blocks in? That's I doubt that, but I can't disprove it.
Yep.
Right.
No, I get that.
The biggest thing for me is these blocks were like 200 tons. No matter how many men you guys... We aren't lifting that motherfucker with ropes.
It's all about mechanics.
And it's all about leverage and shit.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. I don't believe they had enough sheer time to do this, even with millions of workers. But regardless, I do think it's definitely possible that we forgot some sort of technology.
We lost the art, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Or,
we did.
Or you know, even it being something spiritual, like there were guys who could levitate using their mind or some shit. There were some – why are there no tools? Or machinery.
How do we know that Egyptians weren't just like really clean people and like the slave drivers were like, no, you're going to pick up that fucking hammer and like...
Dude, their ancient fucking... not their scriptures, but their...
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. Some of them show like floating craftsmanship, but I don't think a lot of them ever show saws and tools and shit.
I thought there was.
But where are the fucking tools? Okay, they put them
in their hands.
They put them in the landfill. No, in real life, Corey. Did they bury the tools with all the workers or some shit?
They might have.
Maybe in the Nile. I don't know.
Egyptians were fucking crazy back then.
They had to have slipped up once. How have we never found a saw blade? Maybe their saw blade technology.
How do you know we haven't, though?
They haven't. They literally have not.
You just went and researched this? I don't have my phone on me.
They literally have not found any tools. Maybe a couple weird hand tools, but not millions of tools, because these millions of guys would have had to have each one.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Ants?
No, but I've seen A Bug's Life, so...
That movie's
okay,
the shit.
The Bug's Life,
I love
same,
that movie.
Same theory. All those little ants had fucking picks, bro.
But then it was all about the engineering, too.
That's
from
fine,
from Flip.
That's fine, but where are the tools? That part is hard for me to
I get that.
Grasp, you know? I definitely
also,
think
like,
that we've forgotten something because
I know
as
we've
a culture,
technology
as a humanity, we're going towards the easy route.
Oh, we definitely. Look at what's in your hand when you pick up your phone.
Exactly. Look how much shit has died out in the last 20 years because we're so used to using technology.
We're going more towards the WALL-E state than the Bug's Life.
Dude, look at libraries. Look at libraries. They're becoming fucking...
Ava was a bitch in that movie at first.
Yeah.
I will say, for the longest time, I used to smoke cigarettes. I would flick them out my window, and I'd flick them out, and people would be like, why are you littering? Have you ever seen WALL-E?
Yep.
I want that little fucking robot. So maybe I'm attributing to us getting cool fucking little robots. I don't agree with it now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, Corey, you were a fucking asshole. But did it help? Maybe, do you think?
Might have put a step closer.
I'm thinking it pushed us a little bit closer to getting WALL-Es.
I feel like it's quite a ways before we reach that, but...
Dude, I don't...
My ass will be in the ground before it gets here.
No, oh, yeah. I disagree.
You think that's going to happen in real life?
Well, not like the movie WALL-E, but no, like...
No, of course, but...
But like, dude, look at what we're doing with robots in Japan. Yeah. Have you seen some of those robots and shit where
look
like,
at the Boston Dynamic or whatever, that fucking dog.
I don't know about that one. Have you seen like, Sophie or Sophia? Like,
yeah.
That's some scary. Sketchy shit.
That one is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that one talking with a person, and I'm like...
Full conversation on its own. Not even someone typing on the other hand.
And the weirdest thing is, you already know people are going to try to fuck that thing.
Oh, dude.
Oh, guaranteed. Because
we're humans.
That's why it was designed.
Oh, yeah.
they already have real-life sex dolls that, like...
Wasn't there a Rick and Morty episode on that, too?
Yeah, there totally was.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. But no, for real. Like, dude, I know we got, like, spun off onto just the pyramids, but a lot of shit... A lot of shit to me, I want to call it like is arguable because I like having like intellectual conversations about it just to see both sides. I don't know that there's one thing that sticks out to me that is so like unrealistic to me as the actual pyramids because the sheer size, the weight, the perfection that those were built with.
Look at a lot of the old buildings that were built like way back in the day. Like, exactly. How the fuck did they do that? Engineering and the know-how, but we don't know how anymore.
Because, dude, that shit got forgotten and stuff got easier.
Atlantis? That happened in the movie Atlantis?
I mean, let's be real.
That should be like the next live action one they do and not screw it up.
1,000%.
Fuck, they better not fuck it up.
Oh, man, let's be real. Disney Atlantis, that would be sweet.
Even the last hundred years, it still kind of blows my mind that they literally hand built the railroad in the race to the West Coast.
And now we've got computers in our hands.
We have fucking everything now. And sometimes we drive in, like when we were going to Red Ants Pants, when we were on the way back and we were following that abandoned railroad track on the side of the road.
Yeah.
We were literally having this conversation like, dude, let's flash back even just 200 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, because the race for the coast was... Well, it was obviously after it was in the 1800s.
It was in the
1849.
Yeah, so let's like that? Dude, that's less than 200 years. There was nothing out there, just steam engines and guys with fucking picks.
Yeah.
Going across the United States, and they had people who rode ahead and laid out the territory. Think of where we are now. Like, we have gone so far ahead. That stuff to me is believable. It's this other I don't want to call them like a sculpture. The buildings, that part to me, like the pyramids, I have a harder time validating that as opposed to like railroads and buildings that we have here. Because that shit's just fucking nuts. It's fucking bonkers, dude.
Well, again, they had the engineering.
They had to have. But I wish we could, obviously, well, we probably won't, but well, speaking, I wish we could know what we got. Or what
speaking
they
on pyramids, how about this? You guys ever heard of Oak Island?
Oak Island? Absolutely.
So that right there in itself. Like, I watched the show on History Channel because I'm like, fuck, it's interesting. They've been excavating shit.
For sure.
They found a road just recently, like, in their swamp. They fucking found a road. They dug it up, did some testing. 1300s, and they're like, what the fuck?
Where did this come from?
Right? And the road is, like, you can see, like, they zoom out and, like, do aerial shots, and you're like, yeah, I can see a perfectly built road, like, with a fucking wharf and everything. In the 1300s, and it's still...
Dude, okay,
like,
so what...
And they're like, we don't know how this was built. Yeah, again.
Dude, what you're saying is literally just like when Joe Rogan was talking with... I think his name was... his first name is Graham, but he's like an archaeologist or something.
Right.
They were talking about when they were using a technology called LIDAR.
Oh, dude, LIDAR is legit.
The Amazon rainforest is so dense you can't search it. But LIDAR found all these
buildings,
like aqueducts and buildings and a whole fucking cities that have never been explored
because they're overgrown with, like,
the Amazon is that thick you can't get in there. But LIDAR found this shit and it looks like a fucking entire
civilization.
It looks like an entire metropolitan city. Dude, it looks like New York City underneath the fucking trees.
Going to technology, right? LIDAR.
Exactly.
That shit is fucking crazy that you can throw,
mapping.
A little drone up in the air,
dude.
Get a little, you know, get a little scan of,
okay,
of the area, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I can strip away all this vegetation that's there. I can strip away this. Okay, cool.
Since we're marveling at technology, I don't know if you guys are believers or not, but do you guys believe that we as a civilization have advanced on our own?
No.
Or do you think the government obviously got some sort of alien craft or technology?
I don't think the government necessarily.
Because Bob Lazar claimed to have been reverse engineering the crafts that they found.
I can say with 75% certainty that this wasn't just our brains being like, oh, hey.
Okay, so
we can put a little computer. Like, dude, think of it. In how long ago? In the 80s. Let's go back to the 80s, to the computers to the 80s.
The 90s when it really went hard.
I mean, 90s we had the technology boom and things like really started.
Fuck yeah.
But like computers were fucking huge.
Massive.
And again, we were just saying, it's in the palm of your hand now. You can have hundreds and hundreds of gigs of storage in your fucking hand. Whereas before, 16 gigs, and you were like, fuck yeah, it's about the size of this table.
64 megs used to be like this size of this table back for IBM. Okay, so another thing is, to take it farther, do you believe humans, because companies were racing, kind of like the space race, do you think that forced companies to evolve this fast and just create this technology? Or do you think the government, and I'm talking more so the government, technologies like a military and shit like that.
Okay.
Because they have, let's be real, they have the most advanced technology we have on Earth. I can with confidence say that. I would be willing to guess. Especially the United States government. Because they're trying to one-up the other people. My question is, do you think they got that from alien technology or extraterrestrial technology? Or have we just developed it that fast?
I honestly think the second. I think we developed it that fast.
Okay.
With other people from around the world, too.
Okay.
That did come here. It's a collective.
So
that's my thought.
Because that's like the space race thing. You know, we're fighting Russia.
Everyone
was
coming
here.
Yeah.
Iran is big on nukes. Do you think everyone just takes each other's technology and makes it their own, and then we just advance that fast? Because let's be real. From 1900, let's go from 1920 to 2020. Shit is fucking bonkers compared to when that was, right?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had fucking vehicles, you know. But, dude, let's be real. It's only 100 small years, you guys.
And a lot has fucking changed in 100 years. I don't...
You think we just, you know, shit just fucking... It was just a wildfire?
No. I see, and I think the opposite. I think we were given this by some higher being.
Or do you think we just remembered it from a past... Like, we forgot other stuff, like the pyramid building, you know?
So, are you saying we had computers, like, in the past?
No. Like, the technology, the know-how to make them. We finally just caught up with
that. I honestly think along the lines of evolution.
Okay.
Started, you know, evolution from the beginning to now.
Okay.
100 years of evolution.
That's
we've moved. I honestly think, as a collective, the human race has actually done it themselves.
Oh, wow. See, and I don't know if I necessarily believe that, you know, like, Bob Lazar, for example, he was... If he claims to be reverse engineering this fucking anti-propulsion actual fucking saucer that they... I 1,000% believe that shit because they fucking filmed this son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, we found this in the desert. You can't go back on that, right?
Right.
So, and I just know the government's hiding shit from us just because...
Everyone knows the government's hiding.
Fuck, yeah, they are. Why the fuck... Why do the employees have to get flown in there by a fucking plane every day with no windows?
Well, Area 51 is one I don't think we have to be wondering about anymore.
Exactly, right? So they're hiding something.
It's somewhere else. Because, again, everyone knows about quote-unquote Area 51.
Yeah.
Everyone showed up at Area 51 to quote-unquote storm
everyone,
it.
They need to storm that extended warranty place.
No shit, Area 51. Right? So, God damn it, where was I going with that now?
Sorry.
What I was saying is I don't know that the aliens – or I keep saying the aliens. Like, I don't know the extraterrestrials or different life forms came here and gave us info, you know, like a fucking pamphlet or USB drive,
right?
You know, but a part of me wants to think that whether from things the government has seen or from crafts that have been here, do I think the government has extraterrestrials here held hostage in fucking weird jail cell cryo chamber type shit and they're extracting info out of them? I kind of doubt it. That, I don't know. I would love for that to happen because I want fucking aliens to be real so fucking bad.
Oh, aliens are real. I mean,
and well, they are, but no. Okay. I want them to be beings that we can fucking talk to, right? That would be fucking dope. Like,
it would be telekinesis. Haven't you watched the movies?
Independence Day type shit.
Yeah, again, telekinesis.
That's fine. I'm
you're not talking with them. You're thought talking.
Maybe, dude, they're way smarter than the second. They can probably speak English.
Dude, they probably speak every fucking language.
Exactly. My point is, I don't know that we're just like straight up copying people, but it's hard for me to believe that we evolved that fast. But from the first iPhone to now, that has been a pretty fucking drastic change.
That's the whole thing. Like how, I guess it comes down to, again, you were saying, I don't understand the engineering mechanics. Neither do I.
We don't understand.
I'm sorry. As much as I understand technology, I don't understand that shit.
I understand lawnmowers.
I scratched the surface. That's it. It's like, I have no idea.
So again, it very well could be something that we have no, we haven't been receiving any help, and it's just a collective, like you're saying, a collective help all across the world, and we're just like figuring it out. But again, I guess I'm not that smart, so
I don't know.
It's hard to tell, honestly. How are we ever going to know?
Well, we're not.
Unless we get told.
Yeah, we got
to
be told.
That part bugs me, and it's kind of like coming to terms with the fact that I'll never be able to see what's out in outer space in my lifetime, because we just won't. Unless Elon Musk comes through and, you know, shows
Jeff
us
Bezos.
Some different shit. But, dude, let's be real.
What's up with the shape of his rocket? Really?
Let's be real. I just don't think – it's going to happen for us in our lifetime, right?
Well, people like going to space just regular?
Like, dude, yeah. No, just like, I use the term knowing, but the vastness of the universe just.
Oh, dude, no one will ever know.
I know, we won't. But
like, I'm pretty sure the human population will die out before.
Exactly, we will. Because it's just, people don't understand the scale of like, there's an image from the Hubble telescope that is like, I don't know how many fucking pixels wide. And pixels tall, but there's like a million fucking specks in there, and each one of those specks is an entire galaxy, and those entire galaxies are full of solar systems like ours.
It's not solar systems. We are the only solar system. Haha.
Are we really?
Yeah, I just learned this the other day.
How did they prove
from that? Hank Green. Sol is the sun.
Oh, sure. Okay. So it's not
It's not a solar system, okay. But
so
it's a system.
Let's just call it a system.
An Andromeda system.
But that's hard for me to grasp, because if you've looked at just the Milky Way, which is super, super small.
Yeah.
And then our solar system, which is a fucking speck inside that.
Yeah.
They've already said that they theorize there's habitable planets just in our Milky Way galaxy. And that bitch is a fucking speck, like fucking the size of an atom.
Yeah.
Compared to the observable universe, which they've proven, we're using the term observable because back to that picture from the Hubble. That bitch is fucking observable, dude. It can only see as far out.
And
the craziest thing is that shit could not even be existing anymore because it takes that long for light to travel. Because if they're millions of light years away, say it's 100 million light years away, if we're seeing that light, that instant of light was generated 100 million years ago.
Yeah.
It could not
we're still
even
receiving
be
it.
Here now.
Yep.
It could literally not even exist. That's how long it takes for light to travel. That's fucking crazy to think
Mine's
about.
Mine's kind of blown.
Even just looking, okay, so we can't see that far, but even just looking at what we can see at night, I often look up at the stars and go, holy shit, I wonder if that star's still alive.
And I just think it's cool, too. I just look up and it's like, badass. That's all I can say.
Dude. Obviously, we know the moon's real because it's close enough. We're getting almost a live feed.
Do we know it's real?
Yes, we do. It's not a fucking hollow thing for aliens and shit.
Oh, says you. Have you ever been to the moon?
Dr. Stephen Greer went on Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast and talked about Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong saying that when they landed in the crater, there was a group of crafts at the top of the crater, just observing them. A group of alien crafts. Dude, look up. I'm fucking dead serious. Look up Dr. Stephen Greer.
So now we're back on aliens, and now yeah, I'm intrigued.
Like, well, okay, extraterrestrials, some sort of form. But what I'm getting at is, that had nothing to do with the
you fucking... You just wanted to talk about aliens exactly. again. Exactly.
But dude, it's crazy to me to think about just the term light, you know? And another thing, were you the one who told me about the black hole the other day?
No, I don't know who that
just,
was.
They just found out that light can travel...
Around.
Light was warped around a black hole.
That's right, yep. I remember hearing it. I wasn't the one that told you. We were seeing
some light that was affected by the black hole, and it was from the other side of the black hole, which they've never seen anything from the other side. It was strong enough, it went around, started wrapping around the black hole's pull, almost like a gravitational pull, I think, and then shot to wherever we captured it.
So, like, black hole, light.
And another thing, think of black holes are real. They've proven that. We have an actual photo of one.
Right.
Nobody knows what's on the other side of that.
I do.
What if there's a...
My dick.
What if... Dude, like, let's be real. There's a whole other universe over there?
Again, multiverse.
Yeah, the multiverse theory.
Yeah. Like, again, you could go on and on and on with theorizing. Like,
I know.
We need to do a whole episode
dedicated just to the multiverse theory.
Dude.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson just came out with another theory. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, we got a couple minutes. Let me look it up. You guys can...
He's got to look up his multi...
I do, for real.
I already know about the multiverse theory because I watch a lot of Marvel. So, has anyone else caught up?
Nope. I have not watched the Loki series.
Oh, my God. I can't even... Like, it's already over.
I know. I'm going to start it. I'm going to start it.
Like, I can't even, like... I'm disappointed. I can't even talk about cool shit. Like, it's over with, and I can't even be like... How about this? What'd you guys think of this? And you guys will both be like, oh, cool. You're ruining the whole thing for me. And I'll be like, no, kinda.
If you have me back, I'll talk it then. I'll be done with it.
I'm going to make sure that you guys watch every single episode. Okay. I'm going to force Tim this week.
Is it that good?
I heard it was phenomenal.
Dude, I heard it was phenomenal. I can say with perfect certainty that it was probably one of my favorite series like from Marvel so far. And it was short. Very short, but the end, oh man, it was just one of those that you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, like, you, no, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it was a great show all in all. Every single episode, it was good. Like, I'm surprised you got, like, Tim, you've got little kids, so that's.
I got one little, well, two little kids, really.
How little are we talking?
10 and 6.
Yeah, that's little. Yeah, because...
Okay, so it's called... Neil deGrasse Tyson was just talking about this, right?
Okay.
And I don't think it was on a podcast. It was just on one of his shows that he runs on YouTube or something. It's called the Fermi Paradox. F-E-R-M-I. So some of the following are some facts that together serve to highlight the paradox. There are billions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy that are similar to the sun. With high probability, some of these stars have Earth-like planets. You know? Okay, right. We'll talk about that. Many of these stars and their planets are much older than the sun because, let's be real, our sun's a baby.
Right.
So are we. If the Earth is typical, some may have developed intelligent life long ago. Of course.
Right.
Their lifespans could have already ran out.
Right.
So, what this is saying is there have been many attempts to explain the paradox, primarily suggesting that intelligent extraterrestrial beings are extremely rare, that the lifetime of such civilizations is so short in relation to
the universe
that the lifetime of such civilizations is short, or that they exist, but for various reasons, humans see no evidence.
For various reasons.
It just says for various reasons, humans see no evidence. And so then, Fermi was not the first to consider this question,
So basically, what they're saying is, in these other galaxies, there could be other life forms, but they could have already died out because life just isn't that long.
Right? Okay, so basically, a short version is, the Fermi paradox is a conflict between the argument that scale and probability seem to favor the probability of intelligent life being common in the universe, and that the total lack of evidence of intelligent life having ever arisen anywhere other than Earth. You know, the first aspect of the paradox is a function of the scale where large numbers are involved. There are an estimated 200 to 400 billion stars in just the Milky Way galaxy alone, and 70 sextillion, that's 10 with 22 zeros, in the observable universe. Even if intelligent life occurs on only a minuscule percentage of planets around these stars, there might still be a great number of extant civilizations. And if the percentage were high enough, it would produce a significant number of civilizations in the Milky Way. This assumes the mediocrity principle, by which Earth is a typical planet, meaning we're not the only one. Like
right.
The second aspect of the Fermi paradox is the argument of probability. Given the intelligent life's ability to overcome scarcity and its tendency to colonize new habitats, which we've done over the last thousands of years,
right?
It seems possible that at least some civilizations would be technologically advanced, seek out new resources in space, and colonize their own star system. That's
what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
Fucking Mars. So we're going to the moon.
We're like trying to act out the.
What if it's our turn now? Because the previous civilization's done, and then when we're done, somebody else gets to start.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life.
Dude, check this out. The Fermi paradox can be asked in two ways. The first is, why are there no aliens or their artifacts found here on Earth or in the solar system?
Okay.
If interstellar travel is possible, even the slow kind nearly within the reach of Earth technology, then it would only take 5 million to 50 million years to colonize a galaxy.
That's a long fucking time.
I said only two. Wow.
That's a long time. I'm not going to be alive that long. Freeze me and wake me up when it happens.
Dude, it's mostly about, you know, answering the question, why don't we see this? It's because of the sheer scale.
Okay, that makes sense because there's so many fucking galaxies going back to and everything is so big. Yeah. Makes sense.
It's fucking wild, man.
I like that we went off from technology.
So did I.
Aliens.
Well,
it kind of
flew off into the...
Well, but I mean, aliens, technology, they kind of go hand in hand.
Well, and it all led up to, like, the shit that Sean was talking about. Like, literally, people are fucking, you know, getting paid to hack your own companies because it's safe.
Aliens probably do that shit. If they have that technology, they probably just...
And I bet they can upload more than 12 photos in a fucking email.
Right.
You know? I bet they fucking can.
We don't have a domain, and then you can set whatever standard you want.
I have several of my own domains.
Okay.
I guess I don't know how to do that, though. So.
Yeah, you can set what service your email. Email filtering service. You can set the max outbox, everything.
Yeah.
Check his inbox, and the email limit size is 15 megs.
15 megs.
I don't know why.
Motherfucker, I've been sending 12 emails this whole fucking time. No. But anyway, Sean, thank you for being here, man. Thank you for talking about. I just can't get over the fact that we have the only platinum and palladium mine.
That's kind of neat. States. Yeah.
It's Montana's fucking weird, dude.
We've got some weird shit here. Like, I guess I never really thought, like, palladium and platinum, but I assumed it was everywhere. Like,
I just kind of assume, like, gold mines are just in the ground all
everywhere. Yeah,
they are, yeah. And that's true on gold mines, really.
But not palladium or platinum.
Nuts. Just kind of like oil, like how many things there are, you know, refineries there are in Texas. You know, they're just...
Oil wells and shit, yeah.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, for me, it's kind of crazy that shit just... It exists naturally, first off. But
wait, so I do have to ask real quick before we end. Talking about palladium and platinum and only here in the U.S., are there any in Canada or South America?
Yeah, I believe so. There is. I know we have claims in Argentina.
Crazy.
Damn. We're talking like, no, those aren't like third world countries. Or like you're basically getting attacked by fucking guys with machetes and shit.
Basically, they did the exploratory.
Yeah.
And the claims were purchased because they were validated.
Oh.
It's going to take billions and billions of dollars to get it to a production state. So.
Wow.
I don't know
if you got that type of money, though.
Wow, they think we got that type of time, too, evidently.
I do. Right. I'm going to live forever.
That's true. Anyway, Sean, thank you for being here. Again, this was episode 8.
Episode 8.
It wasn't funny, but I really enjoyed it.
Dude, I love aliens.
I love intellectual conversations, right?
Oh, that's what we're going off of. I was talking to... I love that we just talked about aliens.
Oh, for half the show. Yeah. We need to have more episodes like this, too.
I love aliens.
All right, thank you guys very much. Thank you, everyone who listens and supports. We'll see you in the next one.